Shalom everyone, Parashat Ba'alotcha. This week, Parasha, we're going to start off a campaign. It's a campaign that is very successful in Israel, and it does not sell a thing. It actually asks you something. It asks you to stop speaking about others. Lashon hara, bad tongue. In Hebrew, the ad says, Lashon hara lo medaber elai. Literally saying, Lashon hara doesn't speak to me. At this week's parasha, at the end of it, we encounter one of the most sophisticated stories. The story, the sad story about Aaron and Miriam talking about Moshe. They talk about him behind his back. They spread evil tongue. They spread rumors. They talk among them. It's not so clear because the verses don't mention all of it. But it's a very traumatic story that ends up with a punishment straight away to Miriam. She gets the leprosy. Moses, being humble the way it is, the way it's mentioned in the verses, prays for her and it disappears. And still, this story needs to be a story that teaches us something about our life. What's the message we can withdraw from the story of Miriam, the sister of Aaron and Moses, and about this conversation? First of all, the part where it's not mentioned what exactly what says. The verse says that they spoke about the Cushite wife, right? In Hebrew, there's ways to explain it differently, but let's put it in the simple way that she was from an area called Cush. It's actually mentioned in the first verse of the book of Esther that Ahasuerus was ruling from Odu and Tin Cush, India to Cush. Cush may be Ethiopia area of this recent days. And the verse talks about that she's saying something about it. It's not so clear what it is there. And the next verse is talking about Moshe being the most humble person from all the people on the planet. And this is the first lesson. You want to know how bad is Lashon Hara, evil tongue, spreading rumors, that even a sister speaking about her brother in a family, in a close-knit family. And this girl, let's not forget, Miriam, she's older than Moshe, and she was there risking her life when he was a baby to save him. She loved him. She cares about him. She was a relative. And still, what she was saying there, whatever she said, and the conversation she had with her brother is being counted as a sin and a bad thing. An evil thing. There you go. You understand how when we speak about other simple stuff and we're not so close and we don't always think good things about those people, how evil it is. And our sages talk about this as an example. You need to understand. She was only wanting good, the best for her brother. She spoke with another brother. She recognizes is the ruler of Israel, and yet look how bad come out of it. And when we are looking and we're talking about with random people, that some, most of the time, they don't really want the best for the people when they speak about it. This is a very deep psychological issue. Sometimes we speak about people when we're a bit jealous of them, no? When you want to overrule, overdrew, or just limit or make smaller a person, you tend to invent stories or sometimes describe stories about others and pointing out how they're like you and me. They're regular. They're not so great as you think. And it's something that is happening every day. We all can confront this, that sometimes it's not about us feeling better about ourselves when we put somebody a bit lower. And the answer that Hashem gave is, how didn't you, weren't you fearful for speaking from about my slave Moses? He is not like any other human being. He's a different person. And in this question of what exactly was said there, one of the commentaries explained verses of the Midrash that maybe they talked about very interesting intimate situation. That Zipporah, the wife of Moshe, and this is why probably Miriam knew about it, because it was a family affair, she was mentioning, complaining, maybe the fact that ever since Moses, Moshe was part of this journey with the people, he basically withdrew himself from her. They didn't live together as a family. It could be that he was very busy or he was in a holier place. But on a regular marriage type of relationship, they didn't have. This is why Miriam and Aaron were speaking about him. This is a family issue. You understand? Even at that point, when there's really something they could do to make it better because they're part of the family, it's not somebody from the outside. They can really make a difference. They can help. Even this is not an excuse to speak about somebody behind his back or just mentioning something about somebody. The truth is this, that the humble Moshe was in a place that even he wasn't offended. That's another lesson we learn. From saying that he was so humble, we truly understand that even if he would say it to his face, he wouldn't get offended. He's humble. He doesn't think anything about himself. And he didn't care. Even then, it wasn't allowed to speak. Many years ago, I met a person, a soldier. I was in reserve just a couple of years after finishing the army. And I met a young guy. He was 18 or 19. I was 20-something, and he started asking me questions about Judaism. He grew up in a very liberal, secular home, and he asked questions and wanted to connect more with his tradition, more with spirituality, with God. And he asked me if we can learn together, and we started learning. So I started off with basic, the weekly portion, maybe a bit of the holidays. And then at certain points, I went to one of my rabbis and I asked him, what should we learn together? And out of all the rules and rituals and all the massive, huge library Judaism has to offer, my rabbi said, you should learn the laws of language, of how to speak with one another, not to have rumors, not to have bad tongue, not to spread things. I asked him, Rabbi, from all the things that Judaism has to offer, why this? And he gave me a very profound answer that it took me years to understand. You understand, a lot of the things we're talking about in Judaism is common sense. I mean, yeah, it takes some time to understand the sense of it, but people can understand what it means to pray. People understand what it's to keep Shabbat and take a day off. People can even understand the laws of kosher food and why it's pure and impure, clean or not clean. Think about in the many, many essence of Judaism, a lot of the rituals are things that you can explain. But there's something a bit over the top. And the Torah asks you is, you need to control and think about what comes out from your mouth. You need to understand how every word counts. And every word reflects what you have inside. It's not about what you say. Look at the story. This story is about people who wanted to do good for their brother. And what's the bad thing they said? They said something technical that might even get improved by their being involved. We are requesting more from you. We hope that you will understand that what you have reflected on people, the way you count them, the way you see them, is negative, not good. You need to always uplift them. Look at the positive. Say only good word. Bless the people. Be positive and look only in the positivity. You need to confront somebody. You think it's going to make it better? Go and talk to his face. Don't talk behind his back. And look, the person who is going to be teaching us all of it is Moshe, is Moses, the humble person. How somebody can be humble if he speaks directly to God. That's the truth. That's the deepest point. When you understand that all the things you get and all the qualities and all the things that you can counter yourself does not come from you, my friend. It comes from God Almighty, the blessing. Then you don't feel that you're better than anybody else. You don't feel that you are even afraid by people being better than you in some aspects. You do yourself. You're giving the blessing of God to the world just at the point he wanted you to be, just in the way he wanted you to do. When we will start being in a situation that we will clean our heart and clean our mouth and be able to shape the people around us only to grow and to have better and not for the worse, this is when we're going to bring the blessing to the world. שבת שלום.